These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending May 10th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Security researcher Bob Jachenko discovered an unprotected and indexed MongoDB database with over 275 million records containing personally identifiable information on Indian citizens. This includes names, emails, gender, mobile number, income, date of birth, and employment history. The owner of the database is unknown, but based on the structure, the researcher suggests it was part of a massive scraping operation. The database remained open from April 23rd through May 8th, when a hacker group called Unistellar appears to have wiped out the content. Security researchers at Fidus Information Security disclosed a flaw in a popular Chinese-manufactured white-label location tracker that could let attackers get real-time tracking location, listen in on an internal mic, or disable the device entirely. The device connects to 2G GPRS cell networks, and the researchers found simply sending certain command words to the unit by SMS was enough to trigger the exploits. Devices could be protected with a PIN, but it's not enabled by default. The rebranded tracker is currently sold by more than a dozen companies, with an estimated 10,000 units in the United Kingdom alone. The researchers recommend a complete device recall. Mossab Hussein, a security researcher at Dubai-based cybersecurity firm Spider Silks, discovered coding projects scored on a GitLab instance by Samsung engineers were set to public, meaning anyone who knew where to look could access the code. The instance included source code, private certificates, and secret keys for several internal projects, including Samsung SmartThings and Bixby. One project included credentials to access an AWS account and more than 100 S3 storage buckets. Hussein reported the findings to Samsung on April 10th, and the company began revoking credentials. Samsung says it has not found evidence that any external access occurred, but continues to investigate. Amazon announced a new version of its outdoor security camera, the Blink XT2. It adds two-way talk, improved motion sensing to reduce false alerts, and promises 2 years of battery life on two AA batteries. It's available for pre-order in the U.S. now, shipping May 22nd for $90, and coming to Canada later this summer. Google is bringing incognito mode to Maps and Search, and Google Assistant has brought its AI model down from 100 gigabytes to a half gigabyte. That means it can load from your phone instead of the cloud and even works in airplane mode. Google says this also means your device downloads the current model, improves it by learning from data on your phone, then summarizes the changes as a small focused update, and only that update to the model is sent to the cloud using encrypted communication where it's immediately averaged with other user updates. It's coming to the Pixel phones later this year. Google continued with announcements well after its I/O keynote ended, including a new initiative on enhancing privacy on Chrome. The changes are at the developer level to start. Only sites that originally set a cookie will be able to access that cookie, and third-party cookies would have to identify themselves for the browser to allow them, making it easier for users to block them and clear them. Google may also only allow cross-site cookies if they are encrypted over SSL. Google is giving developers a couple of years to adapt, and Google will also launch an extension in the coming months that lets users see who is behind the ads that appear in the browser and what led them to being displayed. Google also announced that FIDO security keys are now available on phones running Android 7 or above at no cost. That means users can use their phone as the FIDO-compliant second-factor method to sign in on Google accounts, just like they would with a physical key. Bluetooth must be on for the credentials to work. Finally, from Google I/O, Project Mainline was announced. That'll allow some security updates to move through the Play Store for Android Q, letting them come in much faster. There are 12 modules in Android Q that can be updated this way. Major updates to the core still must come through your carrier. At Microsoft Build, the company announced new features are coming to the Chromium-based version of Edge. Three new privacy settings, unrestricted, balanced, and strict, will affect tracking, from either only blocking malicious trackers to blocking trackers from sites you haven't visited, all the way up to blocking all the trackers. A new IE mode will also open sites in an Edge tab that runs the IE rendering engine built into Edge. And a feature called Collections will let you collect text, images, and other info into a note that references back to the pages that info came from. The WordPress content management system is getting new security features in version 5.2 released Tuesday, including support for cryptographically signed updates, support for modern cryptography libraries, a site health section in the admin panel backend, and a feature that lets site admins access their backend in the case of catastrophic PHP errors or so-called white screens of death. Ketalin Campano at ZDNet reports that a coordinated attack across GitHub, hosting services like GitHub, Bitbucket, and GitLab were holding developer code for ransom. The attacks remove all source code and recent commits from a repository and replace it with a ransom demand of 0.1 bitcoins. Victims have 10 days to make a payment or face the threat of having their code published. At least 392 repositories on GitHub have been affected. According to GitLab Director of Security Kathy Wang, the accounts were accessed by finding account passwords stored in plain text on a deployment of a related repository. Finally, on May 3rd, Mozilla discovered that an expired intermediate signing certificate was causing Firefox extensions, themes, search engines, and language packs to stop working on Android and desktop versions of the Firefox browser. Mozilla published a workaround for developer and nightly builds on the 3rd, with a hot fix rolling out to all desktop users on the 4th. The fix required the most recent version of Firefox to be effective, so users of older versions would not have had access to extensions. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.